Hi, beautiful friends. I am so happy to share a new offering at Spirit School. I'm so excited. So, I have two offerings, and the first one is the Council of Light Live Connections. We will be taking questions from community members for the council. I will be in channel, and we'll be meeting every month at 7 o'clock Central Time, typically on the third Sunday. If you would like to join, our first one is going to be November 23rd, and you can join through spiritschoolonline.com, or you can check out the link below and just click straight into it to make it easy for you. So that's the Council of Light Connections. Also, I have a new membership, Spirit School's Light Connections, and this is a whole package full of light with a lot of opportunities to connect for healings, for inspiration, and with community. So, at the Light Connections, you will have access to our monthly meditation, which we do live on Zoom, and it'll be there for the whole month. And then you also have access to all the replays throughout this membership. It gives you even access to ones from earlier in the year. So that's pretty cool. And then also in the membership will be the Council of Light Lives and those replays. And then I have multiple experiences where you can go have energy sessions through these guided meditations that are in different libraries. And then I also have multiple libraries of Council of Light messages beginning in 2018. So if you ever feel like, oh man, I'm having a day, you can pop into your membership and it is just full of offerings for you. So there's so much love there. There is so much opportunity to also connect with community live and in our forum. So we have group chat now available at Spirit School. So I invite you to check it all out. I'm really happy. My heart is so full. It's been a little bit of time since I consistently channeled the council. And guess what, friends? Here we are. Here we go. It's time again. So check the link below. The first month is $44 for the whole subscription, as a special. So while it lasts, and then it will be just $68 for all the offerings. And if you were to just do the energy healing and the Council of Light separate, that's $88. So it's really awesome experience and opportunity for you if you're having a day where you would like some inspiration, a quick energy reset or cleanse, or to listen to some guidance through their channeled messages, you can tap into any of the libraries included with the Light Connections membership. So this is a great value for $68, and I would love for you to join. You can check it out with your first month of 44 and pop on over to spiritschoolonline.com. I'd love for you to join us for all of the light, all of the magic, all of the healing and inspiration in the Light Connections membership. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com. And offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, beautiful friends. Welcome to this conversation with the Council of Light. This is a really special conversation where they speak to the youth of our age. And this is for the youth. This is also for us loved ones and family members who are here wondering, you know, how we can best support them through this time. And also, they talk a lot about that and their mission on Earth, and I loved it. I found it really inspiring and comforting, and when I tuned in, I didn't know what message they had. One thing to share is that I was with my friend Brittany, her husband Aaron, and their daughter Emma, And Aaron and Brittany both had come up with a similar question that they felt Spirit had channeled for them to ask. And as we got started, the council, you'll hear, they started speaking directly to Emma, answering the question before it was spoken. Also, there's something really cool that happened with technology while we were setting up. And so I do have that caught on film, and I'll be sharing it at the end of the episode so that I don't give away the surprise. But I loved this episode. I absolutely love channeling the Council of Light, and I've been feeling them come around so much lately with love and support. And so much so that I am now returning to offer monthly messages from the Council of Light. And this will be through spiritschoolonline.com. If you'd like to join, you can sign up there. And those that join can also submit questions, catch the live and the replay. And if you'd like to enhance your experience, you can join my membership called the Light Connection. And in the Light Connection, we have monthly healing sessions and messages from the Council live, plus all of the replays. We're talking like so many hours of support. So if you ever have a day where you like to get the messages and a nice detox and cleanse of your energy, check it out. You can visit it at spiritschoolonline.com or check the link below. I look forward to sharing this message with you. I hope you feel inspiration, love, and divine support from the Council of Light. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's channel session from the Council of Light. This is October of 2025, and we're going to bring in some messages for the collective. And if there's any personal messages, we probably won't be sharing those today, but you can feel all the supportive energy and love. So thank you to my beautiful friends who are here that will be asking the questions, and I'm going to go in and connect with them now. Okay. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so one moment. Yes, we are here, and it is a very joyful opportunity for us to be here with you today. Greetings, friends. What a delight. We are bringing more and more energy of frequency in, and we are saying, which is a surprise to her, we are bringing Syrian energy in today. And yes, this is a surprise to her because she has not personally worked so much with the Syrian star beings, but they are here. Arcturians, Andromedans, and Orions, absolutely. But we say that we are sharing this for those who would feel a resignation and an energetic vibration within the signature of our transmission, that you would recognize the frequency to be that of your own star family, star planet, system, and home. And we want to confirm that for you. We say all are one and all are united, and you are here as a being of light upon your planet of Earth to assist with the transition frequency, and therefore it is not so much important as to what title you put where you are from or a name to certain things. However, when you put a name to certain things as missions or frequencies of your ancestry at a soul level or in a physical body, it gives you an awareness of your focus of intention and power. So we share the different beings and races that are here to let you know that you are not alone. And if you feel these gifts and callings of your own heart and soul within your own DNA, even as it were, coming through, related to a specific star being, we wanted to confirm and share with you who would be in the forefront of the conversation today, which frequencies. So there we are, and we have so much we could speak about. We will flow into a topic here. One moment. We have Archangels Michael, Metatriel, Metatron, Zachiel, Sandolphin, and Jeremiel. So there is a whole beautiful collection of archangel beings, and we are also seeing with Sandolphin coming through, we see many ascended masters and the divine feminine and masculine energies. She is quite in the background here saying, wow, this is a whole crowd. There are a lot here today.
And we say, yes, it is a joyful opportunity for us to come through to show support for many of the different realms and realities. You all whom are here are feeling a calling within your heart. Some are feeling that topsy-turvy, like the tornado spinning within as things are realigning and you are releasing frequencies and you are getting ready, but you do not know where you are going or when you will. We say that is okay. Breathe through the uncomfortable energy. Breathe through the transition, keeping your feet flat on the ground, centered within, and let it, as if it were a vacuum, pulling all the energies away, all of the thoughts and programmings that are not going to be supportive for the next stage and phase of your personal and collective evolution, your next projects, you would say, or if it is physical moves that you will be making or jobs you will be taking, allow for that, allow for that. Now, some have already touched down, we will say. You went in a storm, you were lifted, as it were, in a tornado, and everything moving and shaking and rumbling around you, but you are calm, you are peaceful, and you gently float down into the new space, into the new next chapter, we will call it, the new reality of frequency. And here you may say, okay, I made it through, where are we going? We are encouraging you to connect in with yourself every day. Follow the callings from your heart, listen to the message within your belly, tune into your body, and allow it to be a tuning fork for you to show you your true north, your path forward, the guiding light. And you may get messages and knowings through a feeling and a sensation. What are you attracted to? What feels freedom to you? What feels light and brings joy and excitement and elation within your body? That is your path forward. Some will feel a full expression that would give them guidance for the next 3 to 4 months, as it were, taking a course or diving into a new hobby or a new project, an area of study. Some will receive messages that will give them information for the next day or the next hour. So everything is in fluctuation. There is a fluidity right now to time, we will say, the way that you understand it, meaning you can flow a bit more. It's not as rigid, but what keeps you contained in a structure are your intentions and the reality that you want to be in. If you are putting forth messages of grief and sorrow, complaining and anger, you will then be in that reality. If all you see around you is what is going wrong or what is a challenge, that is the reality you will be creating in a sense, but it is more, we will say, experiencing. That is the frequency you will be experiencing, where you can be on the same planet, the same city, the same room as another human who has decided within themselves energetically, potentially with the mind, intentionally doing so. However, it comes naturally for those who have worked through some of their own inner understandings and have made a commitment to be here to assist and make a change. If you are here to assist and make a change, the answers and the solutions are within your reach and your grasp, because your assistance and the changes that you are here to make are aligned with your soul mission, if you want to say, but aligned within the frequency that you are in. And then you are in that frequency, and it is very hard and uncomfortable to dip into a feeling of grief and doubt and anger and shame and guilt, all of the feelings that would hold one in a pattern where they are on repeat like a record, or stuck in a loop, or feeling it's so heavy to push through the mud. So there can be two beings in different mindsets, in different energies, in different dimensions of consciousness, receiving the same information but having a different experience with it. So we say, as you are aligning with the truth of who you are and the light within the body, the soul within the physical vessel, pulling more of those frequencies in, within that energy, do note what is your intentions. Your intentions are creating the structure of your reality. And if you want to say the confinement, we are laughing because the music is turning on again. Okay, you're wondering, these are your guides, you here sitting, who are turning the music on for the second time today. And the message with the music that just turned on in the background was, What frequency are you on? What channel are you? What playlist are you listening to? You see, this has been very enjoyable music. And if the music around you, you cannot hear it, but it is echoing or there is a vibration, it is like you could imagine this playlist to be playing in the subconscious of your reality. And what a beautiful opportunity to hear it peek through the veil and say, oh, yes, I appreciate that playlist, you see. It really much aligns with me. However, if you were in a frequency where things are just sticky and not flowing and going, you may say you are potentially aligning to a frequency that is not for your, it is not aligned with you. Many humans will call not for your highest good, not for your highest timeline. You are on somebody else's stream of consciousness, you see. So it is very funny how your teams, whom are here, are twice now. Will they again? We don't know. Turning the music on, and it's a very peaceful frequency. And earlier at 3:33, it turned on. Like you understand, that is a sign you are in alignment with your path, your purpose, your mission. You are all learning, expanding. The ascension is here, and with that ascension, you are trusting in the guidance within your heart, your mind, your body. So initially for the collective, we are sharing, many are getting ready to ascend to the next level. And that can feel some kind of way, a little topsy-turvy, a little bit going through tornado, a little uncertain, letting the thoughts and emotions surface and then release. And then when you are ready to come back to the earth, to ground back, come into that reality, when you say, okay, I now have footing, we are ready to take the next chapter and look at it step by step with a clean vision, a clear consciousness, trusting and following your intuition within the process. Okay, dear ones, we are going to mix it up. Sorry, sorry, you had a plan. We have a new one for you. Emma, you are first. You can ask any question you want. We are actually encouraging, and it will be fine. We will, for the recording, do you have a question at all? We want to just, any question personal, you can ask and let it out. If you do,
Oh, you want to go personal first.
if you do.
I don't really have any specific, but what is something that I need to hear?
Okay, perfect. We are going to, if it is okay with you, how you are being a spokesperson for the children of your time. We call the adults children too. Do not take it in some way. It is okay for those in your time of age. And you are change makers, and you are here to create a shift on the planet. You're looking at things as so wonky and wild. And how are the parents and the grandparents, and how was it in the past? And some of it feels archaic, and it does not make a sense. And we understand that you are here in a transition. While your parents and grandparents were also in a transition, it is very heightened now. And with the connections on the planet, with your internet and social media, all are coming together. We would encourage all to remember the purpose behind the energy that pushes you forward. And you will all know the purpose, but for the collective, we will give an awareness as a reminder. It is shifting for stronger compassion and light on the planet, for a more equal balance of respect amongst mankind and humanity, all along like the different systems, the monetary systems. Not all will be in the same classification, and that is okay. However, because all are here to have an experience, but within that, the respect is very, very important. It is seeing the light in mankind. It is seeing the light and the reverence within the animal kingdom, the plants, the rivers, the waterways. So there is a coming back to consciousness, and this is for you too, because you are a very humble and bright light, a lot of compassion in your heart and your being in your body, who you are. And so we say follow that, and when things seem unsettling and confusing, and why would this happen, and why would somebody do or say this way, we are encouraging those of your generation to pause and take a breath. And to understand that for the most part, they are doing the best they can with the skills and the programming that they have been in, and the skills that they have and what they've been presented with in their lifetimes. For example, if you have grandparents or great grandparents, and it's like, Why are they thinking this way? That is all they have known. So then it becomes a place of compassion and respect also for the elders. However, we encourage all to understand that you, there are boundaries, as you understand that you also does not mean for the young ones to have the elders speaking derogatorily, speaking down to them. So we are sharing this for you a little, but for your grouping of beings who came in around your same time, those who are in their late teens and their 20s, we will say up to the age of 27, 28, you're all in this frequency of creating a shift on the earth. We will say game changers. And when you are in your 40s and you are adults, everything within your government systems will be different. Within your healthcare systems will be different. Everything across the way that humanity comes together in community will be different, and it will be beautiful to see the shift that has happened. We are feeling an energy about some who doubt this. We are feeling a pit in the tummy of, no, that's impossible. We are feeling those who would doubt it. And we only have really one main thing to say, and it is, if you want that to be, it will be. If you want that to be, it will be. However, it will more so be for the individual. If they want to, you understand, people want it to be a certain way. And they will tell themselves it is a certain way and they cannot see past it. And so we are encouraging those who have a hopeful heart, who want to make a change, who see things that could be improved upon and look to solutions rather than the problem of the past. Look to the solutions of the future and the now moment. So we're sharing with you, you're going to see a lot in your lifetime, and you are really truly stepping into it. You're at the beginning, and it is a bright opportunity, and it can be a really joyful experience for you and those young adults of your generation to see, and also to look at patterns of where things might have gone awry in the past and how can it be realigned. So we're sharing this for you in such a broad topic, but hopefully as you are feeling the transmission and the information and you tune back in the future, you will see how it applies to specific moments of uncertainty or confusion or decision-making and choices. And we are saying, remember to focus on the solution and also align with peace and harmony within the body and let the answers present themselves to you. Let the solutions come your way, if it were through meditation or thoughtful thinking, meaning receiving as in daydreaming, or if it were being physical, meaning somebody provide you a piece of information or send you a message. So continue following your heart. And if something feels amiss or off, then it is a time to realign. And that is what we will say. Thank you for allowing us.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome to share the message that is for you, but then for all. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, you are the beautiful friends. You can decide.
A personal or one for the collective?
We will start with the collective.
Okay. Well, I wrote down a question that was what you were talking about with Emma, so about this generation and a message for them. And another one I wrote down is we all, you know, like when we are in the process of healing, and I know that, you know, we have parallel lives, and when we heal certain parts of ourselves in this life of, you know, at this time, how does it spread to the other parallel lives? Does it heal all at the same time, since everything's happening all at once?
If you would think of it from your perspective as a human in the linear system looking, it's a ripple effect. So if you are thinking of it being within the time of your human experience, your brain could understand it to be like a wave and a ripple effect that would then reach those other spaces of reality in due time, but not all at once. But if one were to work in the higher realms of reality, lifting to high frequency, another dimension where all is happening, essentially where there is no time, then yes, it can happen all at once. So you are rewriting timelines, but as things happen in other dimensions, they are felt differently in this reality. That is why some tune into the future, they have a vision, an image, they feel the future, and they want it to happen right now. And we understand that from a soul level, those whom are very tuned in, they will say, this is my mission, I am to do this, I had had visions. But we say, yes, yes, yes. However, there are experiences on the earth plane where everything in that reality and dimension needs to unfold, play out, and time needs to, you need to allow for the consciousness and the gift of time to give that space for other sequential experiences and opportunities to happen before the vision comes into reality. So when you are healing and you are in maybe a quantum hypnosis, an Akashic healing, a deep level healing through other timelines and spaces, it is possible that the other realities would feel it as a gentle wave coming and releasing through the consciousness of time, the programs, the energy, the trauma, whatever it is, the healing will take place. And that is a smooth, in-depth, high-quality, being present and feeling type of healing that can take place and assist all beings and your ancestors. Because when you heal through time, not only are you healing your own soul lifetimes and other realities, but some do heal through time, healing their ancestors through the DNA. And that can be the ancestors through the DNA for sure is more of that wave or the echo, the expansion going through the timelines. At the soul level, it can be, but it is more often, and depending upon the certain type of healing modality you are working with and the dimensions in which you are accessing or focused within in that healing space, that will determine if it is a transmutation, transfiguration, if it happens instantaneously across timelines, or if it will be a little bit more slow. And every reality of space and time has its own consciousness and the own experiences around it. And the experiences around it in the life of others in that experience that are touched and affected play a role in the healing. Because if you made an agreement in another lifetime to play a role, and it then has some secondary programs or emotions or thoughts and experiences that came from it, and you are now healing in this other reality through time and space, the secondary emotion. If you heal that secondary emotion, could it then influence the agreement that you made in another lifetime? Meaning you had, let's say, a soul has a life where they agreed to be the protagonist or they agreed to be the best friend, whatever the agreement is, they agreed to show up in a certain way for another soul. But within that showing up, there was challenges and unsettling experiences and feelings. And if they were in this other life and part of the agreement was that they would speak their truth and share with their contracted partner, what you did hurt me and I need to speak of my truth. Or if vice versa, if they're not speaking their truth, whatever the nuances of that agreement are, if it then is changed because you did something in another lifetime, it can have a ripple effect on the dynamics in this life over here and how it is playing out. So that is when it will be a slow playing out, so that at a soul level, it can all be integrated and absorbed, and a consciousness and an awareness in the thought mental field can have the opportunity to process the dynamics. If you look at it like a skit or a play or a story and the characters in the story, then you can understand, oh, there's a cause and an effect. And if I am healing a part of me in this life, that then would have a direct influence on this character and their personality type, that can then create a ripple that will cause disruptions within this agreed upon story or the agreed upon play and outcome. So it is very intricate in the way that it is connected, but you have recently heard about cycles. And so if you allow for the cycles and everything to flow through, it can heal, and the same topic or vibration or emotion can come up again, but it can be experienced or dealt with. This challenge can be looked upon in a different way. The frequency is still there, but now each participant has evolved. So this is very important, a question you asked, because in the healing space, there are many guides around. The higher self or the soul light is there, archangels and beings who would oversee some of this. And they may say, we can heal through time and space, but we are going to take this energy and we are going to go in a spiral up to this frequency in that parallel life. Because there are all forms of lifetimes, meaning, what do the humans call it? We see it all as one and an opportunity. But wherever your focus is, that is the reality. So there are parallel lifetimes in different dimensions, even, meaning there could be two people, person A, person B, in this experience. But they could also be living a parallel life in this frequency and this frequency. And so it gets into quantum physics. It can be a bit much, but to answer your question, the energy in due time will heal as needed. And if you are healing and it can only go back so far, that is okay. It is as if it will go back that far and then reflect back to you and move forward in time for your ancestors, so your children and future offspring, and for you in this life moving forward. And that is just only this stopper and this buffering is if it would create a disruption in what the soul was set to learn in this experience. And that is looking at everything linearly as a human from within this time-space construct, from the earth, from being in here. But at a soul level, as you pop above that space and time, it all is happening at once and it can be instantaneous. But also, if that is the case, at a soul level, one might say, oh, that is so boring, because the resistance, the pressure, the contrast, the feelings, the nuances, that is what it is about to be human and to understand and to learn and to build the confidence within yourself, to strengthen your intuition and really begin to understand cause and effect, and the freedom of making your own free will choices, and the freedom of, well, we see like a boomerang. I put this out, it comes back. So, cause and effect, magnets, boomerangs, give and take, karma, whatever way, in all different communities and religions and spiritual practices, there are different ways to see and speak about this. So, when you are healing as a human today, through time and space, it happens somewhat quickly when you think about the magnitude of time. If you are in your life as the human and you are integrating for a week or two, we would just say, okay, then think that it could potentially be taking about that long for that ripple to go back through time to your other lifetime and heal the energy there. And some may say, we don't understand this. You're talking about time, you're talking about healing. And what we're saying is a good way of it is look at soul fragmentation. If you had a trauma in a past life when your soul had a fragmentation where a piece of your light fractured and was stuck in a time space, when you heal, you are then returning your light back to the soul in whatever lifetime is most appropriate. Some will have a soul healing where in the like 500 years ago, we'll say there was a fragmentation. That spark of light that was lost or trapped in time goes back to that being or the aspect, the consciousness of the human 500 years ago. But sometimes the soul, as the human today in 2025 and moving forward, will call the energy back to them in this reality because it was lost and it is floating. And typically, those are the energies of feelings, of emotions and thoughts. And it got stuck through time and space of gifts that you might have. And not so much a deep, deep soul separation, we will call it, from trauma. So when there is a soul separation from trauma in any lifetime, the part that is still aware in the body and still present and active will then cross over when that body is no longer viable. So what happens is an aspect, a percentage of the soul goes to the spirit realm for life review and healing. But whatever part they left behind is left behind until it can be reunited. And therefore, when it is reunited, it does not just bounce across timelines and zip forward to 2025. That energy goes up to the realms of soul for an integration at this level and receives a healing and receives a soul review as well. And then from there, it can go up higher to the oversoul, and then the light can come down into other lifetimes. And that is the pathway of it. So it really is not a one answer for every occurrence and experience, but for the human who wonders, we say, how long is your integration? And however long your integration is in this lifetime, it is about the same amount of time for the resolution to take place in the other lifetimes that were affected. Does that make a sense?
Yes, thank you so much for the explanation.
You're welcome. Any other following questions?
No, I'm going to pass it to Erin.
Oh, indeed.
Well, I will say that was a perfect question, and I do appreciate that response. That was very, very insightful. Thank you. So I want to go back to what you had talked to Emma about their generation and how the elders, so I'm going to call us elders, thank you, are really, you know, here to pass on as much information as we can. But how can we help them do what they're here to do?
Yes, we will clarify for listening audience, those in their 40s and going into 55, we'll say this was a message for that age. What our answer here is that understanding you are all humans and all were brought up with different programming, and what was considered to be safe and acceptable and appropriate. But systems are being dismantled and structures are crumbling, and that is going to the wayside. And so having the vulnerability to let your emotions be shared and your thoughts of confusions or what you are experiencing, speaking clearly, not trying to put on a mask or a facade that you have all the answers, you see. The more that we as humans, while we're speaking, she just said we, too. There's a little blending here. So she feels she is in the grouping, too. So that is why it came through. So the more that those adults of your age, the humans, experience the energy of just letting the truth be known and not trying to put sugarcoating it, making it pretty, feeling you have all the answers. As much as you speak to, it is what it is, and we are experiencing it too, it allows for an openness of expression, and it allows for more of a heart space connection, where then no matter what age group you are, it becomes a unified conscious connection, and the community says, okay, then we shall all work together. And instead of it being that one knows the right way, no matter what age group or has the answers, it becomes this is what I've experienced in my life in the past, and this is what worked. We could see if it possibly will work moving forward, having the understanding that it might not. And then to the younger generation, what do you feeling on your heart and mind as well, from your perspective, looking forward into the future and reality that you want to create for yourself and those to come in the future? What are you envisioning, and have it be more of an open conversation and dialogue? So she remembers when she was a child, as many children do, looking to adults and thinking they knew it all. They were perfect. You had to follow the rules because that was the only way. But then as you become an adult, you realize, oh, that is not so. That is not so. And especially at this timeline, this time and space, because everything is resetting. And so even if that means what is working for now, we be with it, we breathe it, we feel it, we honor it, and know that it can change again very, very quickly in years to come, even within a decade or less. It can change quickly because time is changing. But when you all come in a space of love and light, compassion, then it's harmonizing, and the resignation is lifting all of mankind to this space where it will make sense and everything will unfold naturally with that reverence of respect that we were speaking about. So did that answer your question? Do you have, we don't know if maybe there's a deeper part of it you would like?
No, I think you answered it almost all exactly what I, you know, kind of was looking for. Is there anything we can do from the perspective of helping break things down to make it easier for them as a generation to do something?
Listen to their needs and engage in conversation. When you say break things down, are you talking about information or structures or
systems?
Systems. Yes, it would be very nice for all not to have the rug pulled out from under them or a full building collapse, you see, but that in some cases, these house of cards are held together with glue and toothpicks, and it looks like it's held together with concrete, and it looks like it's held together with stone, but it's not. It's a facade. So there are many structures that appear because in the past that was their intention, but over time it was a crippling experience that from the inside out it is rotting, and all they have to do is blow on it like the big bad wolf and it crumbles. So what you could do is talk about how would we want things to be, and hopefully before it crumbles into disarray, you will already be ready to be building a new structure and a new foundation with a new vision in place. So listening and having conversation of, okay, the past, we're not going to talk too much and focus on it unless it comes up in planning stage. But let's start the conversation with envisioning the system, the structure. What is the goal? What is the outcome? What is the energy behind it? What are we wanting to keep as a vibration that is holding it all together? And if it is compassion and community, then for instance, in the healthcare system, the healthcare people, the facilitators, we are laughing so much behind the scenes because we are not using the words you use, because now we will clarify doctors or nurses. We are not using those words because those labels hold the frequency of the past. And some of it has been pretty heavy, not letting the human advocate for themselves, but giving the power away. So she was saying behind the scenes, why aren't you saying doctors, nurses, or whatever the labels were saying? Because it will not be that. It's a different energy completely. So those who are the healthcare workers, and even healthcare will change, but they will be saying, oh, we see someone with psychiatric or even an ailment, a physical disability or disease, and in the past want to treat it only linearly, not looking at the soul. But we want this to be a more compassionate place, embodying embodying light of love, compassion, and enabling the individual to be an advocate with all the tools and resources, and giving them all the opportunities for care, health care, that they can make a choice and decision for themselves. Because currently, healthcare is driven by some determining factors, and it has been mostly, as you understand, money and what has kept the system going. We understand that. But in the new reality, there will be other ways to manage and balance, where one could say, instead of just writing a prescription, let's actually talk to the human and let's look for alternative ways of supporting, if it even be in palliative care, alternative ways in helping the soul feel seen and valued and heard. So one of the ways in this example would say, what is the frequency that we want this new structured system to always be built upon and to be felt throughout? And in our example, it is compassion, and is advocating for the individual to be as educated as they want, to be able to feel that they can make choices and ask questions without judgment or being felt shut down, or that they are on a conveyor belt just going through as another cog in the wheel. And so that is one example that we are sharing in a system that will change, that has a great potential for change. And it is coming back to asking, in what ways can we start today? And the littlest ways, spending more time with your client or patient, those who are in need, to really ask them and to really hear and understand that there could be something else going on too, and just to have an open dialect and conversation, dialogue and conversation. Does that make a sense?
That makes perfect sense. Actually, that answer gave me the chills, because I can really feel that is how we need to move forward. So I'm kind of excited to be a part of that.
Yes, indeed. Well, we are going to just shift the energy here for those who are visiting us on the video. It is such a delight to be here for you. If you have questions, she will let you know how you can share your questions with us for potential next visitation where we come through. And at this time, we are going to thank all who are watching for all of the light and the joyful energy you are bringing to Earth, because we say, when you are in a space and state of joy and looking to things with the possible probability of the most highest significant outcome, we're saying you are helping move the energy into that direction. And we are encouraging you to focus on emotion. It's very important. And every day to listen to the emotion and use that and let it direct you as your compass to the next step forward. And if something does not feel in alignment to you, we are encouraging you to speak to your truth or to make a shift to support you, to respect yourself, and to not stay in a space that feels out of alignment or abusive, or that there is mistrust and all of the energies that would not be supportive for your soul light moving forward. So we are going to thank those. And now we're going to move to Brittany or Erin. Do you have a personal question?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much. Amy and I went to the channeling conference yesterday, and it was really inspirational and really motivated me, and I felt a deeper calling to practice more channeling, and I feel like there's something deeper that is pulling me, but I'm not sure what that is.
Well, you already know some of it, so we're just going to confirm and maybe expand upon. So sometimes putting words to emotion is very successful in helping one to feel settled and determined and confident. So you are working with the elements. You will be working with the wind and the water to start, and then the fire. So, and then the ether. So we are sharing that you have a connection to crystals and stones that are not crystals, but rocks. And rocks have ancient memories. They are also keeping history and time. So we are sharing that you have a deep connection with this consciousness of Gaia, her creation. And when you think of the elements, they are an extension of her. And how shall we say, you can bring it through in your light language. You can bring it through with transmissions of energy and holding space. And it offers a deep level healing for human potential, could say, is at a soul level and a subconscious level. And so sometimes there is not the words to put around it. If you formulate the words to describe the experience, it will help humans to be able to just be in the experience and not search for answers or an outcome or a black and white. But it is a movement of energy through the body that can be felt. And when they let go of a specific outcome, and when they let go of the construct of language, and they feel the energy, you are able to help them heal at a deep soul level, healing the soul, but also the DNA, the physicality of the ancestors. And when you're working with somebody, if they are to lay upon the land, the earth will feel them and hear them. And the earth will be able to recognize the energy and carry the transmissions and the codes through time to the past mostly, but it can be the future. But in your work, you are helping to reunite and to heal and align with the past. And what it looks like is, we will just say a line of light within the earth. And you are helping where that line splits or splinters to connect it again. There was a disconnection to the human of today, to their ancestors, and through the DNA in the body, you can help reconnect that energy in the energetic psychic space, if you were. But there is a lot of DNA that is that the sciences don't talk about so much. So it would be in the spiritual consciousness place, and it is very much the DNA, but it might not make sense if one were to look at it in she is laughing, we are going to say the word, an artificial textbook. She's like, oh, we called it out. A lot of the teachings are not accurate, but they're doing what they need to do for now. As the consciousness on earth changes, more will be known and more of the true way in which the spirits and the sciences work actually will be made known. But the humans have to be able to hold that technology and that consciousness, and they are not quite there yet. So it is like training wheels, some of the textbooks, when it comes to especially working with the DNA. It is a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. But even as what came through yesterday, more information on the DNA will be experienced before it is recognized. And you are here, understanding, you are helping heal, you are holding space, and the experience is happening. You don't need to put a label on it. It does not matter. A flower is a flower. A star is a star. A rainbow is a rainbow, with or without the word put to it, the name and the label, you see. So it will happen no matter if it is put in English as to what is happening, it is still happening. So what will help you in your sessions and with those you are working with is to poetically describe to them how you are holding space and what can be coming through, what typically happens, and the importance is the being present and the allowing of it. And then you as a channeler, a facilitator, you are working with accessing codes from Earth. The elements will be speaking to you and going back through time and space with your client, but not on the airwaves of, not so much on the airwaves in the astral or the, universal frequencies, more in the earth, in the earth energies flowing in that consciousness of earth. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Is there a connection with like Arcturians in that process with earth and the work that I'm doing?
There is, but it is more that conversation and reporting. The work you are doing is being reported back, and they will be sending codes also to repattern and program the original template, the blueprint, as to what it was supposed to be before it was broken and damaged and disconnected. So they will be, in a way, having a conversation and connecting and assisting in that space. But the medium in which the energy needs to travel is through the element and the physicality, the body, and the elements of the earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You really both are working as a partnership, but you really can't, in the work that you're doing, only work with the Arcturians and have the same results. Really, it is connecting with earth first, and then it's kind of as if you are then receiving their assistance in a little bit in spaces, or you are giving them information. It's like you are doing the work, and then you are having them maybe audit your work and say, what can we give? Because when you do your work, you open a channel, and they may say, what nourishment, what codes, what essence can we drop into that channel? You understand, you create a tea, let's say, and you have infused it with all of the light and all of the physicality and all the nourishment, and that is the earth, what you are creating. It is physical. That is the medium to deliver the healing. The Arcturians will say, what code can we put in that tea as a shortcut to get into the body, in a sense? And in your light language and in your channeling healing spaces, you are communicating back to them what you are doing or what the experience is. You are reporting back so they can analyze it in their space.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for that clarity and that connection.
You're welcome. Very well. Very well. Indeed. Okay, Zen. Erin, did you have a personal question?
Yeah, I've got a real brief one. So obviously I'm still in my long career that I've been working on for a very long time. And I feel a lot of connection to supporting the healing of people in society and working with Brittany. And I just want to see if you and or my team have anything to say about how I proceed forward.
Is there a little one here?
There's a puppy at your feet.
Aw, loves. This was very respectful because we didn't feel the energy ripple, just the physical. Very,
she's sweet.
Very sweet. Yes, so as you were speaking, your team was sharing. So she sees the eagle or the hawk, the bird. She sees the dolphin. And she is the channeler, is like, they know, like you already told her. She already knows your spirit animals, but we are just saying they are here. So it is not a stump the psychic moment. It is just a confirmation that she is seeing your spirit animals because your team came through. And the first thing they showed was a 7 and an 11. So between 7 to 11 years. But they have a message for you because we thought you might be asking maybe a different question just on how the message was coming in. So we will deliver it. 7 to 11 years, you will both be in it, working and refining. And like maybe full time, like you will be in together, working and refining your offerings, the shamanic healing, the light language, the group spaces. And don't let that upset you because you are preparing and you want that time to have experiences. So when you work with the groups you will be working with, that you will feel confident And you will know that you can hold that space and you can hold the boundaries and you can facilitate in a way that is comfortable and safe for all parties. So you may have more trainings, you may have journeyings, client sessions in individual or smaller groups, but you both will be expanding to large groups. And within the span of the 7 to 11 is a big growth time for you to understand not only the gifts, but to decide how you want that to look, what supports you so it's sustainable and you won't feel like you are... She's not letting us use a word. So let us find a different word. Okay. Not feeling like you are being taken advantage of and drained your energy. So she's saying that is nice. It was not a nice word that we were saying. So what she is saying is that you will understand how to maintain your energy levels and the respect that comes with it and not being just taken advantage of. And so in that experience, you will be slowly building up offerings like a structure, this package, and then this package, and then this package, tier 1, 2, 3. We recommend you start with these experiences before you can get to here. We really want you to have these experiences so you're energetically prepared. And this is for those whom you'll be working with. When you say 7 to 11 years from now, you understand your time, the age, you will be working with those in their 20s on upward. And it'll be really nice. But share your question again, because we feel there's another part of it maybe we didn't answer.
It's really about how, I think you answered it all. It was more about how Brittany and I, how I can prepare myself to get to the point where I can work hand in hand with Brittany to help heal others.
More of your journeying and journaling, having it and writing it down. Getting very clear on your guides, your animals, who are your guiding lights in these journeys. And also, dear one, we do not know if it has happened, but it may, and it is not to upset you because you will know like this. But you might see a false guide come in or an energy trying to say, come this way, and it is your team teaching you. So there's nothing to be afraid of, but they are teaching you that no, and they want to teach you, it looks a little different, it feels a little different. That is not like your path. And so this is moreover in the journeyings. And some who do these meditations or journeyings, the energy can come forward and look ominous, but alluring. But other times it can look so angelic, but it is not. So what they are teaching you is discernment of understanding when you are in these spiritual spaces. And the guidance that we have for you is when you feel the light of Michael and Metatron, when you feel the angels, if you connect with them and feel the light, you will feel the similar kinship within your own light of your soul. When your light is strong and when your light is in the body, you'll kind of know if you go off track because your light will flicker like a wind on a flame, or you'll feel a little grating or a little interesting vibration, and everything can look and sound amazing, but that's because it's alluring and it will be enticing you off your path. So you may have moments in your journeying where you see, and just us speaking to you about the awareness can put it so that you don't have to have the experience if you learn the lesson, if you get it.
Yes.
So therefore you might not have to like go off the path to meet the being. You can just see the path and know, no, that path doesn't feel right. But, or the being, initially the being was at this fork in the road waiting for you, like greeting you, oh, hi, here you come. And it's like, I don't know. You don't feel right. I'm going to go this way. And this is in your journeyings. Oh, there you are. We were waiting for you. We were waiting for you. There we are, little sweeties. They are so, so sweet. Yes. So you see, we're just sharing that with you because what will happen potentially, yes, in the future when you are working with others, you will then be able to spot immediately false light beings, spirits that are not their true guides because you have been introduced to the feeling of what that feels like when it's in the presence. And that is also why we say you want the 7 to 11 years, like you want the time. It's going to start in about 7 and then go from 7 to 11 when you're in it, but you want that time to have experiences to understand what feels and is and like a knowing of a true light guide and what is not. Because you may have you may have those whom you are working with in this stage of a one that in this stage of one, meaning the stage of one is the first service you offer them, where you will find that and take care of it before they come to stage of two, more advanced work, you see. So just to share that with you. And does that answer your question?
That does. That was a great answer. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who has the bear guide? The bear.
The bear is my father.
Yes, the bear is here. Okay. We also see an ox and a pig.
I have not interacted with an ox or a pig yet, so I'm curious where they're going to come in.
Yes. She is curious. She is like, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, dear ones, for your beautiful space that you are holding and to be a part of this experience with us. Thank you for the light that you are sharing and for your beautiful questions for the collective. And you honor us in allowing this opportunity and all of the beautiful time that you took to set up this space. We are grateful.
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. You are welcome. And thank you, little ones here. And we are going to prepare now to leave the physical body. And we will see you all again very soon. Okay. Yay!
How in the world did that happen?
It was meant to be. It's fine. For now.
Are you kidding me? The music just turned on?
Yeah. I had the stereo turned off.
It just turned on.
Yeah. I like the song.
Oh, and it's at frequency 44.1K. Yeah. Is that normal?
That's pretty normal. Luna, is she taking a picture of you?
No, seriously, you turned on the music.
Nobody touched that.
Who's TV? Or whose phone is it connected to?
It's not connected to a phone.
Oh my gosh, and it's 3:33.
Oh, spirit.
And I love they're coming in.
That means Emma's connected to this one.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is her number 33?
Uh-huh. She has a tattoo. Oh. She was born at 3:33. Whose phone is it on?
It's not on a phone. Brittany, your phone only controls it. It's not connected.
That's
crazy.
Hi, healer friend. I see you, and your team in spirit is here to support you, as well as a community of like-minded and like-hearted spiritual healers, mentors, readers, hypnotherapists, and guides. We're so happy to share with you an opportunity from Spirit School. If you've been looking for a community where you can share your experiences and ask questions about sessions, or if you're looking to enhance a skill set, we're here to support you. The Sacred Healer Circle is full of possibilities, just all the magic, all the magic. We meet twice a month through Zoom and then also have our WhatsApp chat and other opportunities to come together to feel support, to feel camaraderie, to feel community, and truly receive mentoring and access to myself and others who can provide a supportive system for you. So I'm Amy Sikarski. If we haven't met, I'd love to meet you if you're looking for guidance and a mentor. My background is in nursing and hypnotherapy. I'm an advanced energy therapist and channel, and I've been interested in this work since high school, but officially trained in energy therapy in 2001 and have continued on from there. So I'm excited for the Sacred Healer Circle. The doors are open now. You can visit spiritschoolonline.com for all the information.